כי אוסו הוא ינדף למדלד המדבייס, כי אוסו רובין אומר רבי יוחנן, כל ששו אוסו, אך הבאי לו עשר שונים וניסייס, שוב אינו ילדס. That a woman that had once previously been married, and then she wasn't married for a period of 10 years, and now she remarried, but since she went through this span of time without having any inyoni issues with her husband, so a tibiistic change occurred in her body, and shuv eina yeledes, she cannot have children anymore. How does this come in here? So I saw the Bikur Yehuda brings down from the Yamshel Shleime that the Yamshel Shleime said that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a new halacha, what is Negeya our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we heard that by Huchlafu there's a difference if the Noshim were Ktanim, Ktanois, or they were Gdanois. If they were ktanois and machzirnois and miyat, there's no need of avchone because they can't become the saba. And by gedolos, you have to wait 3 months. So Rovin Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, but if they were gedolos that were shoyet 10 years without a husband, so by them is also machzirnois and miyat. That's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav Nachman, loy shonol, ashein datali nosei. That but bepoyol, they did not have any inyoni issues the 10 years, that is not enough to make them unable to have children. You also need, they were mesiach das bechlal von inyoni issues, shein datali nosei. Avol datali hi nosei misaberes, but an ishe, that 10 years passed by, but she was yearning to get married and hoping to get married, so misaberes. So Memelus Rav Nachman Taini, so the Mishnah couldn't say it. How could you know what this woman was? If she had intentions to get married in the 10 years, didn't have intentions to get married, so all the time a gedoyla, you have to be mamtim gimul chadoshim. Omalei Rove Lebas Rav Chizde, Kamaranini Rabbonon Abasrich. Just let's give a little hakdome. The Gemara in Baba Basra relates that Rav Chizde held his daughter once in his lap, and there were two Talmidim sitting in front of him, Rove and Romi Bachome. And he asked the daughter, which one do you want to marry? And the daughter said, both. And Rove said, and I'll be the last. Now, Lemaise, she got married to Romi Bachome, and Romi Bachome died, and Rove was married to another woman, and at least a 10-year span passed by, and she wasn't married at all, and later Rove married her. So, and then she had children, it seems. Is Omalei Rove Lebas Rav Chizde Komaranini Rabbonon Abasrich. There's a Pesakashanyu. That means, how could it be that 10 years had passed by and you didn't have any relations with a person and you should be able to have children? Omrolei Ano Datoi Alochavoi. That she said, even though you were married the whole time, and she realized that Kolzman Rova was married, he would not marry her, but it was Datoi Alochavoi. So Memela, since it was Datoi Aloch, so Memela, that's why I never was Nisaka from this Isman Shia of 10 years. Let us see Rashi. Lebas Rav Chizde Ishtei Derov Abasri Sheshoyis Eser Shonim Achebaila Chorishen Doromi Bachoma Have. Let us see Toisvis Datoy Aloch Havoy Omar Rabbeinu Tam Mishumahi Uvde De Perikama De Baba Basri Da Omro Bas Rav Chizde Tavayu Kobeine. She said, I want to marry both. She was waiting and hoping that a nevu would be niskayim. Vishahoyo le rove isha acheres, and Rove had another wife, Icharoli no seloi. So she had to wait till she married him. Velochi oisa mitzapoloi. Ahida osye le kami de Rav Yosef, a woman came to Rav Yosef. Omro loi, she told Rav Yosef, Rebbe, ano she hisi achabaili yese shonim biyolati. 10 years had passed by that he was without a husband, and I had children. Don't be mighty laz al divrei chachamim. Tell the truth. Omrolei lenochi nivalti, that I was nivul from a goy. It's very interesting. The Ritva says on this Gemara that not the Gemara means that she was bepoyo nivul from a goy. So the Gemara means loy nivalo mamish el nisav soloi. She was nisave to become nivul from a goy. Umachshove kemaise de leila mehevi lo akoris. That's pshat in the Gemara. Sagt the Gemara weiter. Now nu sugye. Omar Shmuel vekulon tzrichois lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. Let us just say over the maskonis haGemara so understand exactly what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying that ktanois be'etzim would not need havchone because they can't become the saber. Afal pikein v'kulon tzriches lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. Ktanois also have to wait 3 months. And the reason is because they were geyser ktanes otu gedoyles. Chutz mi geyeres u mishucheres ktana. But a geyeres and a mishucheres ktana, they were not geyser, that they need afchone. And the reason they weren't geyser, Rashi says, late in daf lamatei, because it's a milsa de lo shchiche. Geyeres and a mishucheres ktana, it seems it's a milsa de lo shchiche. So memele, they weren't geyser by them that they need havchonim, because it's a milsa leshicha legozu bo rabbonim. In meiker adin, there's no need for havchonim because they can become misaber. Avo ktano bas Yisrael, but a ktano bas Yisrael, tzricha lamtin gimel chadoshim. By them, they were go by ktano bas Yisrael, they were geyser that. That if they were ever, she was ever nivol, she has to wait 3 months, because by her the geyser ktana oto gedoyla. So the Gemara asks, ubamai, what is it speaking about over here? How was she nivol, and how did she pater herself from her first husband? Ibim miyun v'omar Shmuel d'loy boy. Shmuel said that a ktana that was memayin, if she'll get married again, she does not need hamtane, because the people will not be machlev kedusha ktanis to kedusha godless, because here they see klo, this is a kedushin that she went out b'miyun. So memela, such a kedushin is not existent by a gedoyla. So they won't be machlev kedusha ktanis with kedusha gedoylas. Ve'ibiget, if Shmuel is telling us that he gave her a get when she was a ktane, and now if she wants to get married again, she needs to wait 3 months. Her omra Shmuel chodesim. So Shmuel said this aloch already. The omar Shmuel miyano boy in a tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. Nosan lo get tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. So what case is Shmuel speaking about? So the Gemara answers, elo biznus. Shmuel is speaking about a third case. He have a ktana that was mezane. So memele, so even though be'etzem, there's no true shash, because she can't become nesaba, but they were geyser, znus de ktana, otu znus de gdoilo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Amar Shmuel v'kulon hanoshim shenivalu tzichos lahamtim milinosei shloisha chadoshim acha biyosan chutz migiyores u'mishocheres ktano. Besides the geyores and mishocheres ktano, va'af al gav destam oivdes kechovim v'shivcha zaynesei, why shouldn't they need Havchone, legozl rabono, bektan alhamtim acha tvilas gyas mishacheres klum, they want geyser. And we'll say Rashi will say later, because it's a milsa delay shriche. Umidikom ashmul chutz migiyoyres ktano, mechlar de kulon de koma, aktane is namikoi, speaking about aktano also. The ktano bas yisroel tzricho lahamtim. But aktano bas yisroel has to wait. Even though she's a lav bas boni, ben kan havchone ben zare shelisu zare shosheni gozo bo rabbonon mishem gdoilo. Astam ktana they were geiser oto gdoilo. But my nafke mi baylakam ibe miyana mashmud loy boy yam tuni the lekala mixer mishem gdoilo. The engdoilo yoitzeis b'miyim, so they won't be machlev kedusha gdoilo with kedusha ktanis. The Gemara says, and with the get it holds, you do need hamton. He will answer that Shmuel is speaking about snus, because rabbon and ktano, v'gabi giyoyres tano loy gozo, mishum de loy shchichem. So it's loy shchiach bechlal to have a giyoyres ktana, mistame it's also loy shchiach to have a mishocheres ktana, there's an issa to be mishachas, so some of these aren't too shchiach dike in yonim, so memeilo, so there they weren't geyser ktana oto gdoilo. So the Gemara asks, umi gazrinen ktana mishum gdoilo? He says, so Shmuel saying, I'm going to say, that by Abbas Yisrael, there were guys that are ktano or otter or gdoilo. But Satnan, im hoyu ktano ishein the ruin leiloi, marzirin oisa meyad. In our Mishnah it says, that by a ktano, is marzirin the ishein meyad. You see, there were guys that are ktano or otter gdoilo. Omarav gidol omarav, hiro asho hoisa. The case of our Mishnah was a special Hero Shah. So the Gemara says, Mechlal Bahavoy, what are you talking about? You mean the Mishnah there was a Maisa Shahoyo and the Paskin especially over there that you don't need Hamtone? Ella Kira Hero Shah Isa the Chiluf Loishchiach. Because Chiluf is Loishchiach. Let us see Rashi. Mechlar da'avoy b'tmiya. Chimayse kaze ira b'imei chachomim. Did this maise ever occur? Boshnaim shekitshu ktoni, v'loi ktoni maise. Ela kero shohoiso, v'loi hoiso, but really never occurred. The loi gazrina bo, they're not goiso. Why aren't they goiso? My time echilof loi shchiach. So I said, the Chazanish says a word, L'chayra we learn Pashat, Chilov Lo Yishchich, the whole thing that episode, it should be Huchlefu. Zebo Zez, Emil said the Lo Yishchich. But the Chazanish says something else. The Chazanish says that the Emerson, if you have an Eishish Ish that was Mezane, so he says there's no Inyan of Hamtane, because normally an Eishishish was Mezane, so what helps Hamtane? Today she was nivel from the boil, and yesterday she was nivel from the bowel, so Hamtane will not be Mevarer anything. Here we have this case, a unique case of Huchlefu, that she wasn't nivel from the husband, and she was nivel from someone else, so in this unique case, there is an inyan of hamtone. So since this is a milsa de lo yishchiche, that the neshesisha zinsa that there should be a need of hamtone, And some mail, this is the most lashicha legosel barabon. Lishna achine. Now the Gemara says a second lashon. So according to the first lashon of Shmuel, it comes out as follows. That a bas Yisroel ptano shezinso, they were geyser that you need amtone gzeiro mishum gedoilo, except in a case of chiluf. Abbas Yisroel shemiyano doesn't need amtone, Abbas Yisroel shekiblo get bekatnuse does need amtone. Nagiyoires, since geyres is a milse doloi shchiche, so she's a ktane, she also doesn't need amtone. This is Shita Shmuel according to the first lashon. Lishnachina omrila omar Shmuel kulon tzrichais lahamtim shloisha chadoshim chutz migiyoyres mishuchares gedoyla. He says all the noshim gedoylais have to meniram tone besides the giyoyres mishuchares gedoyla. Avol ktano bas Yisrael eine tzricha lahamtim gimul chadoshim. A ktane does not have to wait three chadoshim. Bamai. So the Mo says, what is pshat, this member of Shmuel, this is Saisa, he says a ktane doesn't have to wait, only a gdeila has to wait. Bamai, ibe miyan, amre Shmuel chodezimna, ibe get, akam Shmuel the boy, the omar Shmuel miyan a boy, and it's vichlam tum shloisha chadoshim. Nosn lo get, zrichlam tum shloisha chadoshim. Elo b'znus. So now the second lashon Shmuel was speaking about znus of a ktana. Uznus b'ktana lo yishchiach. So that's the machlokes between the first lashon and the second lashon of Shmuel. If znus b'ktana yishchiach or lo yishchiach. Let us see Rashi. Chutz migiyeres mishucheres gedoyla. Midiktoni b'hai. Chut gedoylo, by this chut, miklaud de tzriches lamtim de koma, be gedoylos kamair, a geyeres gedoylo not, bas Yisrael gedoylo, does have to be mamtim. So the Gemara asks, now what is Pshat and Shmu? So that's very good, that what he holds, that a ktane doesn't have to be mamtin, because nus the ktane lo shchiach, so lo goz. Aber begiyoyres umishucheres de shchiche behuz nus, ligze, what is pshat in Shmuel? Why wasn't he goyzer that a giyoyres gdoyla, that lemaise she should need hamtone? So the Gemara says, Hu da oma ke Rabbi Yosi. Ligza, Hu da oma ke Rabbi Yosi, the Sanye, that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi. The Sanye, Hagiyoyres, Vashvuya, Vashivcho, Shenivdu, Vishenizgayru, Shenishtachru, Tzichos Lahamten, Gimel Chadoshim, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, Mato, Leores, Vlinose, Miyad. So we see, that Rabbi Yosi was Mata. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi. That the one that they said a Giyoyres does not need to be Mamte. Oma Rabbe my time de Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosi? Why isn't there Din Havchone? Kosova Isha Mizane Mishameshes Bemoich Kedei Sheloitis Abel. Then a woman is mezane, she's meshamish b'moich, kedei shalaiti saber. So memela, a woman that's mezane, it's not shchiach that she should become a saber, because she takes precautions. So memela, so that's why she doesn't need amtona. Omalei abaye. Bishloime giyoyres, kiven de daitele giyurei, mintero napsho, Bishlama Giyairis, since she has intentions to be Megaya herself, so she comes with protection. Deila Havchin Bein Zerash and Izra Bekdusha, Bein Zerash and Izra Shalai Bekdusha. Shvuye v'shivcha nami d'shomi mimorayim intri nafshai. The same thing by a shvu and a shivchim. They heard that they're about to be nivter or become meshuchar. So also mintri nafshai, and they take a moich. Elo yoitzis b'shein v'ayim eichim ashkachas lo. But a yaitzis b'shein v'ayin, that means what happens if let's say you were b'shache or shivche, was done unintentionally, you had no intentions of being b'shache, and then was l'maisa that was if she took out by mistake a shein v'ayin, and l'maisa she has to be b'shache. So there l'chayra also the din is. He said, "Stam meshucheres." He said, "Meshucheres that does not need hamtone." So, here the svara is the shami meminteri nafshayu. Since they're aware that they're aimed to become meshucher, so they take a moich. Abayaitis b'shem vayin heichem ashkachas lo. B'chitei mekol d'memeila moide Rabbi Yosi. Maybe in a chanami. Maybe Rabbi Yosi that said that a meshucheres does not need Amtone is speaking about meshucheres that they were aware of the shichel. So if they were aware of the shichel, so memeila. So it's mintera nafshe about meshucheres, which came suddenly because of a yitzis shein v'ayin. Efshe Rabbi Yosi is also made that they need havchone. Vosnan anusa mefuta tzricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi mate l'ores v'li nosei miyat. Now an anusa is also a midi de memele. She did not have any yedias, previous yedias, that someone would be ma'anisa. And she had no idea that she has to take precautions to take a moich in order not to be in the Saba. Vafilo hochi, Rabbi Yosi holds, that an anusa does not have to wait for chadoshim. Elo amar Abaye ishe mezana misapeche sheloi tisaber. A woman that's mezana, she turns herself on her stomach that she shouldn't become the saba after the beer. V'idoch matzvav Rabbi Yehuda chayshinon shemoloi nishapcho yofe yofe. Now lechere it's very unclear the Gemara here. The Gemara asked Akasha, what is the time of Rabbi Yosi? So Rabbi said a very innocent teretz, Isha Mizane, Meshameshes Bemoich, Kedei Shalaitis Abba. That when a woman is Mizane, she doesn't want to become Ubera, so she's Meshamesh Bemoich. Then all of a sudden, Abaye came in with other things. Bishlam Geiris, kim the data legiri, mintera nafsha. And this is mintera nafsha, but what she said, who said, a rabbi never said such a thing. Rabbi said, Isha mezana mishamesh is b'meich, they shlei tisabra. So what all of a sudden, Abaye makes whole cheshbonis, and then he has a kasha. So I soon Bikuri Yehuda explains as follows that Be'emerson Rabbi was Mechadish that what Pu'ula does she do in order to prevent Ibo, she's Meshamish B'moich. Now and to be Meshamish B'moich, so it means she has to be aware in advance to bring along a moich and So then you could say she's meshamish b'moich. So Mele, so Abaye said to take such precautions, that means so there has to be something that's motivating her to be meshamish b'moich. So Mishla Magiyoyres, she's motivated that to be mavchin ben zera kosher ben zera posel. And she knows that she's going to become a yidin in some meila, so she has reasons to take precaution. Or the same thing by mishacheres also. But yes, but a yaitze b'shein va'ayin, since she was unaware of this, so she had no idea to take precautions, so she didn't take precautions. So l'chayre, she should need havchone. So the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Yossi holds afilu ananuse doesn't need havchone. And so therefore Abaye said, so it's not the way Rabbi said, not the oifen that's preventing ibur is moich. If the oifen that's preventing ibur is moich, so then it would only help in certain cases when she was aware that this will occur. But the oifen of preventing ibur is isha mizana misapeches shaloi tisaba. So memele, so in every case, a woman who is mizana does not want to be known that she was mizana, so she makes sure that she shouldn't become the saber by being mishaper. And Rabbi Yossi holds that women are enough bucky to make a good haper shaloiti saber. So Mamela Rabbi Yossi holds that therefore the Sai Abbas Yisrael, he holds an anusa also doesn't need havchane. And anusa doesn't need avchone. In l'chayre hu adin a meshucheres also doesn't need avchone, because every isha that is mizane is misapeches shaloi tisabe. Now we have to understand vos tutzach with Shmuel. Shmuel had said that Shmuel differentiated between Agiyoiris and Abbas Yisrael. Now that's not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi not differentiate. Rabbi Yossi said Klo, and Anusa and Mefuta also doesn't need Havchone. So, the Gemara is Takashe by Geirus, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. So what is happening over here? So let us see Rashi. So Trashi, Giyoiris, Mishucheres, Gdoila, Veshiche, Behuz, Nus, Ligzer, Sheyemtinu, De lahavchin ben zera shenizra shaloi bekdusha lezera shenizra bekdusha. The tshrich beznus. So why is there din hamtone? Hu da omer ki Rabbi Yossi, the loigoza, that is no chiyav hamtone. Rashi explains the Gemara according to the Maskone. The meforish time, the ishe mizane misapeches kedei shaloi tisab. Umiyu bi Yisraelis gozar shmuz nus otenesuin shem misaberes. Now this is what is a gzeira of Shmuel, and is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi never made such gzeiras. Rabbi Yossi said, if by this isha there's no chash that she's muberes, so she's allowed to get married right away. Shmuel was not makel like that. Shmuel just said Avo begiyoyres, legozos nu shebenoches, mishum nisuin bebenoches. But by giyoyres, he wasn't geyser. Even though Shmuel holds personally, he should be geyser znus oto nisuin. Afilu giyoyres nisu akivin de dato le giyure misapeches nami. Telahavchim in zarek dush, lezarek shalai begdush, kedu lekamon. Agiyeris lemaisa by nesuin also, you don't need havchone because she's misapach. So Rashi just now said over the maskonis hagemor. This is the maskonis hagemor. Minteron navshe. Now Rabbit said she protects himself on mamtaye moich bahado. She always brings along a moich mezumin lo. Alo yaitze b'shem v'ayin lehavi yodas mi'ikore basida lishtach. Alo mitrecha. She won't bring a moich mizdara. Lasuye moich bahado. So why does Rab Yaisi hold over there? She doesn't need amtone. Ah, you'll say taka there, he holds you do need. It's not true. Anusa mefut Israel's for einis memelu. Vein lo moich. So the gmayens is misapeches. Va'af yoitze b'shein va'ayin nami. Leka hashta lemifach. So now, if the Indian is, the union is that an ishe mizane misapeches. So memela now there's no kasha yaitze b'shem v'ayim. The kivin the hepech kalolo ve'ein b'teira misapechesi. The chal ishe mizana ein aroitze li'saber. An ishe that's mizane, she doesn't want to become nisaber. Now, L'chayre Rashi is speaking according to Rabbi Yossi. That means like this. Rabbi Yossi was never geizer znus oto nisuin. So memele, so by znus, Rabbi Yossi holds, let's say, a shifche that was mezane, and later she became, right away they were Meshacherah, she was Yotchiv Shem V'ayim, Abol Kaponim, by Znus, she's Mahapach, not because of other reasons. Znus alone is a Sibe to prevent Ibu, so Memele, so she's Meshapach. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, what will the din be by a Shivcha, Shenisays, and there was she was married to someone, and there was Yotza B'Shein V'Ayin, Sayin Hanami. Then, according to Rabbi Yossi, also she'll need Hamtone. Rashi is just saying, an Isha that is Mizane is Mishapach. That is a Mizane does not want to be mefarsim desnus, so memele, they do a very easy pu'ula to prevent the pirsum asnus by preventing the birth through hippuch. And a meshuchreres that was on the suet, she was previously on the suet, so it matters. If the shichel was a shichel that she was aware of, so then, and she'll be mishapach. If it's a shicha that she wasn't aware that will occur, if she was a shicha that she was aware that she'll become mishucha, some emele, given the dat to ligiyure, some emele, given the dat, some emele, so she'll be mishapach, even though it's nesuin. If it's a shicha that came suddenly, so she'll takanid amtane. So l'chayre Rashi is speaking according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Shmuel, L'chayre Shmuel was geyser. L'chayre Rashi is not speaking here according to Shmuel. Rashi is speaking according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara was going on Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yossi, what will be adin by Yotze v'shein v'ayin? And I will say, ein chanami. No, it's not true. So the Gemara says, the Gemara saying pshat Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi was never geyser, Znus oto nisuin. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel was geizer znus oto nisuin, and therefore Shmuel holds Abbas Yisroel does need hamtone. So l'chayr, according to Shmuel, if a shivcher was mezane, and then she became meshucher because of shein va'ayin, so she'll need hamtone, because we geizer, shichur of shein va'ayin after znus, or to shichur of shein va'ayin after nesuin. B'chayre, I think that is pshat according to Rashi. Let us go a little further. V'im hoyu kehenes. Now, the girsa in the Mishnah was the Marshal's girsa, and that's what the Ritva says also. It says in the Mishnah, V'im hoyu kehenes, if these women were kehenes, nifsulu min hakahune. That was the true girsa of the Mishnah. So Memela, and they were mezanes, or nifsulu min hakahune. So the Gemara asks, Kehenes ein Yisraelis loy? If there are Yisraelis, they're not nifsal min hakohune? Ein moim hoyu nishay kehanim. Not the Yiraita, not Kehenes. A Kehenes is a baskoin. If they were nishay kehanim, they're also to their husbands. So the Gemara says, nishay kehanim in nishay Yisraelim loy. So even though she's mutter lebailo, she's also lekohune. So Memelis, what's a kahinois? It doesn't necessarily have to be a bas koin, doesn't necessarily have to be an ashes koin. I feel an ashes Yisrael. Shezinza ba'inis is also the kahuna. So the Gemaraan says, Omarava hochikomim, hoya kahinois, nisuyes, no, the Taka Geir is kahinois. Kahinois means a bas koin. She was nisuisli Yisrael, nifsulu min hatrume de veineshayu. So Taka Nadigma makes a girse trume in the Mishneh. That if they were a bnois, she was a baskoyim, and then her husband died, so shovel beis aviyo kinorer, so now she's allowed to eat trume mitzad baskoyim, so, but since she was mizane, there's a bias chayve krisis over here. So memele, so that's why she's nifsal min atrume. Before we'll see Rashi, let us just see for 1 minute the Gemara and Daf Samachesam at Aleph and Daf Samachesam at Beis. Just get a little picture what the Gemara says. The Gemara Daf Samachesam at Aleph, in the middle of the Omid, the Gemara says, Ben Teisha Shonim V'yoim Echod, Ger Amayni U'mayovi, Mitzri V'adoymi Kusi Nosin Cholalu Mamza, Shebo Al Kehenes Leviye V'Yisraelis, Pasluha. They passel her minatrume. All these, if we look at them, it's a zor etzlo meikore. That means these are chayvilavin here, and they always were also to marry her. It's not it became nischadish the issa. They always were also. Now, let us skip a little bit. Now, let's go after the two dots. Menor hanimili. How do we know that they passel? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Omar Kro, Ubaskoyin, Kisiye, Leish, Zo. It says in the Pasuk, Ubaskoyin, Kisiye, Leish, Zo, he betrumas hakochim leisoichel. So, Pashta de Kro is that a Baskoyin marries a Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat trumah. But here the Gemara darshens kiven shenivala la posolo poslo. So memele, that's what the Gemara darshens, and the Gemara says how we know how to darshen this posik. Now let us look on the Gemara dav samachesam at beis. It's around 10 lines from the bottom by the Gilyan Ashas, the sign of the Gilyan Milsa Balmo. Ve'eimo nivalo leposolo chai ve'krisos. The Gemara says, how do you know that this is going on chai ve'lav and not a psule kol? Maybe it's going on chai ve'krisos. Kisiyo amar achmone. It says, kisiyo hanach dis be'avaye. Chai ve'krisos lav ne'avaye. So it's not going on chai ve'krisos. Ihochi oivet kechom ve'eved le'lifselu. So, if you're telling me you need a bas havaya, so a goy also shouldn't passel, an eved also shouldn't passel, it's a lav bas havaya. So the Gemara answers, hanach posli, you're right, als this posik take, a goy wouldn't passel. Hanach posli mit Rabbi Shmuel, dam Rabbi Yechne, mishim Rabbi Shmuel, menayin lo oivet kechov ve eved shaboa bas Yisrael, vokanes levi yesha posluo, Shnema bas koin kisi almono grusha, mishi eshle almonus vegerishim bo, yotz oivet kechovim ve'evet she'en loy almonus vegerishim. So here we learn that an akum was boil a bas koin, so she's also posel minatruma. Now let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi. Kehanois benois kehanim. Yisraelis loy, bitmiye. Hoyel ve'eshes kohen he, since she's an eshes kohen, if la bas Yisrael, nami asura la bay lo kohen. So why davkit this as kehanas? Sumo says, you're right, kehanas means nishay kehanim. In baleim kehanim, nifsalav deshes kohen shenen, so asura la bay lo. So the Gemara says, Nishay Yisraelim loy bitmi, v'chi im balayim shal eilo Yisraelim, mile mifsli nami lekune, shem yemusu eilo lo yinosu lekahanim. V'omar Rav Amram v'aninu l'aynim imasnisen, klei mebilon araymi mishnaseinu, v'aysa mishnu lekama b'boyevim, teda rabasi is eishi susor shenenso, af al pishu meteres l'baylo mivihilay nisposo, that she wasn't nenas on his person, but also v'lochi psula lekuhune im yomus bailo. She's posa lekuhune. Im hoyu kehenoi, Rimo says, no, we're going back to the first pshat. Kehenis means b'nois kan. V'afil nesu yisli yisroel. Loi mahani aiz nus lo'osrom lebaleim. This nus did not answer them to their husbands. Nifsala mitrume deveino shayu. But these Bnois Yisrael, these Bnois Kahanim, are also Letrume, the Beit Nishai, Shim Yomos Bailo, Bezera Einlo, Einashovo Beisavia Kinorer, the Posolo Haiznus. Narashi says, now how do I know that this Nus Pasels, Kedesanya Lekamon Barmono Lekoin Godel, Kahan, Kahenes, Levi of Israel, Shabol, Ger, Amoine, Meobi, Vialef, Taime, Mivaskoin, Kisiele, Izzo, Kiven, Shanivolo, Posolo, Poslo. We learn out from over there that if she was Nivol to Apostle, she becomes Posol, Etume. So Rashi says, Va'afel, Gavdem, Esvinen, Va'eme, Nivolo, L'Apostle, Chai, Ve'krisis, Umishaninim, Kisi, Eksiv. So Vaket is a miut. There's a miut that Tavke Abbas Havaye Pasels. A Chai, Ve'krisis does not pasel. Yeah. Alm is Nus, the Chai, Ve'krisis, Loi, Pasel, Me'achilos, Trumas. Now we're back where we started from. So why is this Bas koyin posel minatrume. So Rashi says, but her hoda may see no some krachin and kisi almona grusha, lemute kusi vevet shein lemona svegerishim bo. The Gemara brings down another drosha, that if she was nivel a bee of lab thrises gdushin, she's also posel minatrume. Ma ukrona minav kilon chai vekrisus. And in this posek, we learn out chai vekrisus. So this posik, that's right, from the posik, you can learn out chai ve'krisis. Because she's a lavas havaya, but we'll learn out from the posik of kisi almona grusha. Und mit Kore, Pochinen, Hochi, Veime, Chai, Vekrisis, Veloi, Chai, Velav. The Pshat is, that Rashi is saying like this. If you could learn that the Gemara meant to ask, Veime, Chai, Vekrisis also, and the Gemara gave a teretz. No, you can't say Chai v'krisis also, because it says Kisiye. And then later, so see is Amiyot, that Chai v'krisis do not passel. And then the Gemara says later, that an Akum, how do you know an Akum passels, Amonis v'gerishin, Zaydlerim Shatan Posig, Zaydlerim Shatan, the Gemara as follows. That an Akum was a lav bar ishus in ganzen, is a lav bar amon, is a lav bar gerish in ganzen, an Akum passels. Aber stammes leachai vekrisus does not passel. Because it's yes bar amon, is a gerish in. I mean, the God in the rabar amon, is a gerish in. In this beer, there's no amon, is a gerish in. This beer, there's no tvisus ktushin. And from the previous pasuk, I have a miyut kisiya that afkeh basavaya pasul. So then we'd be in hot water. So therefore, Rashi says you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara had asked not the Gemara's kasha was a chay bekrisha should also pasul, and the Gemara says there's a miyut. No, the Gemara says maybe only a chay bekrisha's pasuls. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. How do you know to say it's going on ger amoini meovi? Maybe it's only going a chay bekrisha. So the Gemara says no, you can't say it's only going a chay bekrisha. This pasuk says kisiya. So this pasuk is grad not speaking about a chay bekrisha. That it's a miyut. I don't have a pasuk a chay bekrisha. Then Rashi says the second posik that when I learn out Akum and Evid from the second posik will also learn out Chai v'krisis. That's what Rashi says. Now, before we see Tosfos, we'd appreciate the Tosfos if we'd see Tosfos brings down a Rashi, which in Yesod is not our Rashi. In this Rashi, what Tosfos brings down is a Ri and Bav Samaches Amid Beis. It is very interesting that the Ri over here is Chaylik and the Ri and Bav Samaches Amid Beis. And Bav Samaches Amid Beis, and Tosfos Dibra Maschil, Oivet Kechovim Ve'eved, Delav B'nei Havai Yeninu. So Tosfos says, in the middle of the Tosfos, V'nire l'ri. De pshita lei l'hashas, so the Ri says as follows. De pshita lei l'hashas, de iker kro, de le'ish zor ayvi ayri b'chai v'krisus. The posik, baskoin ki siya le'ish zor, is speaking about achai v'krisus. Ki da oma perik asore yuchsin, gai oivet kechovim ve'evet, hashte mamzerhave mifsel bebiyosim iboi. That means the Gemara understood for a dover poshet, that someone who creates mamzeres will zicher pasel an ishe letume lekune. Vafilo Rabbi Yeshua d'loy havi mamze mechai v'krisis mikomok kivud achamiri chshivi leishzo. That's considered an ishzo. Vafilo oisam chai v'krisis d'loy havi zorat slami kore. Even though they became nischadish, the chai v'krisis came nischadish an ishis ish. It's not always also to her. Kivin de ike kro b'chai v'krisis ayri. The ike posik is speaking about chai v'krisis, and perhaps we can say pshat in Tosfos, how all of a sudden did the Ri figure out that kisiya lishzor is speaking about chai v'krisis. Chai v'krisis man chal shmei. Now the Gemara says later in her oral, what is the translation of a mamzer? So the Gemara says in her oral that what is the translation of a mamzer? Mum zoris. And I think the Gemara is as follows, that usually the gather of ishus is v'dovak be'ishtoi v'hoyu l'bosa echot, that the two become one, they become a unit. That is dafke, this musig of v'hoyu l'bosa echot applies if someone is a bas tfisas kedushin, so it's shaykh to have issues with such an isha. If you have chayve krisos, you can't have issues. So memele, so the child comes from zorim. The husband and wife are not united. There's no yichud in them. It's not basar echot because she's a lav bas tfisas kedushin. So therefore, that's why ubas koyin kisiyah leizor. Toisra says that zich is speaking about a chayve krisus. That's no shaila about it. That's called zorus. A chayve krisus is zich called zorus. So memele, that's no shaila. So when the Gemara asked the Kashe, that's Ivre, that's Pashta Dikro. So Tosfos continues, V'hochi Porich, V'eiman Nivolo L'Poso L'Chai V'Krisus, Davke V'loi Chai V'Lavin, only Chai V'Krisus, that's Ivre. Izdor means Chai V'Krisus. So but maybe not Chai V'Lavin, how do you know Gera Moini Miovi Pasos? Umishani kisiyo omar rachmona lerabois chayvilavin also umiu chayvilavin kim the lav chamiri, since it's not a chayvikrisis bein in lev zor etzla mikore kedlakamom chayvilavin need a zor etzla mikore that it was always also one to the other like a geramoni umayovi uporich oivit kichom veved the lav neavayaninu leilifsalu. And David Kirchovim shouldn't pass. Lo Yisrabu Mechisiyah, Aribu from Mechisiyah you don't have, because it's a Lavas Abay. Vizorim Nami Lo Yikru, Deimbe Mamzeris. There's no Mamzeris. Vulei Chamiri, Deimbe Molav Baume. Umishani the Postle with Rabbi Shmuel. Avulchai Vekrisis Lo Yinafki Mehosim, the Beamonis Vegerishin, Havelachines, Otaisis says Klo. Tai Vekrisis, you can't learn out from Almone Ugrushe, because they are B'nai Almone's Vegerishin. Elomi Yizor, Bikekro B'didu Mishtoi. So this Riz Pshat is not like Arashi. Arashi says, Klo, we learn Achai V'Krisis from the Pasuk of Almone's Vegerishin. That's how Arashi says. And the Riz says, Pungfakert, that the Ike Pasuk Kisil Yizor speaking about Chai V'Krisis. The Gemara Estakash may be only Chai V'Krisis. Also, no, Kisil is Marba also Chai V'Lavin, which are Bas Tvisis Gdushin, which is Azor Etzlami Yikore. And the Pasuk of Amon Grushe is speaking about Akum Ve'Evid, that the Bechlal, the Labne Ishus, Labne Amonis Vegerish. Now, let us see our Taisus. Ava Pisha Meteris, Labaila Psula Lakuna, Perish Pekuntris, Taime the Shmaiten, Mishum Ubaskoin Kisia Leizo. Ubaskoin Kisia Leizo, so that, this is the Ri. This is the Ri and Dav Samaches and Mabez, not Arash. Ule Ri Nire. Now this Ri is Chaylik and that Ri. Ule Ri Nire. Masish Koyim Leishaminen Eishasish V'chol Chai V'Krisis HaNesori Sayidei Kedushin Mishim Lahav Zor Etzel Mikore. This Ri is Chaylik. No, you need Zor Etzel Mikore. V'ochi Mashme Barbo Yevimtoi Dekom Arove Eishas Koyim Shenenso. Ubo oleho, she's speaking about a ball ashesish, loike mishim zoyna mishim tume. Ve'imi bas koin kisili zo, shaminan, if bas koin is coming to tell us chai ve'krisus, shaminan nami ashesish, imkenye loike nami maikro. So why does the Gemara mention a third posik? He betrumas akadoshim loy soichel. Why didn't the Gemara bring this posik? Why does the Gemara only bring tume and zoyna? Aye, someone will say a teret, this pasuk is speaking about trume. So Taisa says, no, the lakuna nami asuris mekal bochaim and the lakama perikamone. The Gemara says, whoever's also betrume, zicher also bekuna, a kabochaim from grusha. Grusha is also bekuna and mutter betrume, so whoever's also betrume, zicher also bekuna. The chashiv will also mazom in a din alagil milsa baumu. So memele, so why didn't the Gemara mention this pasuk? that an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is also because Baskein Kisili Yisrael. Bochinami Mashme Keng Tzas. Agamo is also Mashme that doesn't apply. But the comma Af Al Pisha Muteres Labayla Psula Lakunim. So Mamela, it seems that Tana is saying, even though there'd be a legitimate reason to say that that it shouldn't be Asa Lakuna, because we see she's Muta Labayla. So that's very good. If the Iser is because of Tumah, so then it's very good. So even though the Iser Tumah doesn't apply, Labayla, it applies Lakuna. That there is such a halacha baskoin kisilish zo, the shaykh called the baskoin bechayve krisis, that the kedushin kim the shaykh umam zeiris, afagav lehava zoretz lemikore, in kei lashminen hoche behed, yemeli yedan, lo shaykh baikol, aflugi bein oinis, lorotz beishasis, tvei mi bishar psule kuhune. Ela nira lori, de psule minakune mitam tume vizoinom. That there's no baskoin kisili zo, because that's only speaking about chai vilab and the zaretz lemikore. And why is she also als tuma, the tuma vasoite? Kedama baboye vimta, ilulishne dama hasam de chol boines lemikre zoine, psule lakune mishim tume greide. Umiyu kasha lari, so the ri is the kasha. Kiv in the lake siv tume, she's a soul shenivala boines, if there's no tume, the whole pasuk of Tume is speaking about when she wasn't on the noose. Only sposa muteres im kain amai psula lekuhune. The bechlal iser Tume have a baal or boila Tume v'gam kuhune. And the whole psul of all these apply only by he loinis sposa, but nisposa there's no iser. Trishori lebaila, so just like she's muta lebaila tishra nam lekuhune. By Marie, the who called the line is possible, like Marie Ella Betume de Bal Grede. The miut, that Anusa is mut is only speaking about Tume de Bal. To need to more come is not looking me le Bal. In your Bal, sorry, I need to be Israel. Avo venit mo basra, den afkelo mino iser trume kohune, le mavlik bo ben eines le rotzain, ben eishes koin leishes Yisroel. He says, the whole miyut in the line is possible, I'm speaking about the tumah labal. But the other isurim apply ben ben is ben beros. V'yesh lesa b'chol inyin. The kivin da ashken v'yesh is koyin, v'afil abo einis asure. So we see, l'gabi isa kuhune einis is not a factor. Ein lono l'chalik ben einis l'rot l'yin tumah kun afil abo einis is Yisrael. Umiyu gabi boyu. So Taisva said that the whole nispos is only going about the Baal. But the other two miss is a filibarot, but bainis is also applies. Ava gab leksi bele nispos, ishlechad bainis lerot and beishis Yisrael, the svod le nesra la boil, elok shenesra la Baal. So Taisva is saying, amoyo dike chidish, that the Issa le boil is because he asked on the Baal. So if the, on the Baal will be mutter by nensa, so what then on the boil will be mutter. Lafi peire shri, em psula zayna le truma mikro de baskoi, because the baskoi is not speaking about a zoretzel meikore. Elo shema, mitam de kola leikro bahadi chalola, psula le truma kemai chalola, bepeik achelitz kosav rimize, that a zayna is also le truma because it's hukish le chalola, na chalola is posa le truma dochanel says, because that's the taish chalola, שנסחל לו מקדושס כונוסו.